Today on Real Life Radio.
It's kept by the power of positive thinking. Is that what it says? No. I'm kept by the power of who? God. You need to underline that. You need to meditate on that. When you get hit on your heels and you're wondering, oh my goodness, wait, I'm kept by the power of God.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Did you know that epidemics are not always physical in nature? The most widespread epidemic that has taken over the world is not found in a lab. It's found in the disparity of the soul. Loneliness has swept the earth. People are overcome with despair more than ever before. Our heart longs for relationships, but many times we look for it in all the wrong places. There's really only one thing that can satisfy the soul, and that's having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and to meet with Him on a daily basis. Now, whether you're alone in your room or in a crowded coffee shop with your phone, your laptop, and latte, you really can find comfort and peace through God's Word and with Pastor Jack's devotions. New devotions written by Pastor Jack are uploaded on a weekly basis, but previous devotions are right there for you to check out at jackhibbs.com. Easy to find at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called Anchored, a study in 1 Peter, with a message called From Here to Eternity, Part 1. It's been said that just a pat on the back can really go a long way. Now, the Apostle Peter certainly understood this, and his words of encouragement arrive just in time to bring comfort and inspiration. You see, we all need hope to get us through the tough times, and heaven is our hope reserved for us through salvation in Jesus Christ. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that Peter couldn't really describe heaven. It's so awesome that for the Christ follower to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord in paradise. Now, with his message called From Here to Eternity, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
There is a defense that is set up to protect the inheritance against anyone or anything that is corrupt. It means that they defend against anything that can defile. It means that they defend against anything that would cause it to diminish or decay. It's a very, very incredibly powerful, unfailing statement that God, as it were, has set in position for your inheritance as a believer, you. That whatever you're going to be getting from God because Christ rose from the dead, it cannot be defiled in any way, shape, or form. It's reserved in heaven for you, and it is pure beyond your imagination of pure. You know, look, we love this in practice in some ways. Christmas morning, birthday gifts, whatever it is. It's like, ooh, what'd I get? I can't wait. Let's open it up. There's an excitement about that. Imagine that in absolute perfection. When God has for you your arrival into heaven, and God is going to say, come over here. This has been reserved for you since before the foundation of the world. This is your future forever in eternity. You're not going to open it up and say, send it back. Is there return mail on this? No. It will be you the way God wanted you to spend eternity. Paul the Apostle said that regarding what God has planned for us, the Bible says he saw heaven and refused to describe it. He says words are not lawful to talk about it. Whatever it is, it's going to be amazing, people. It's going to be awesome. God is going to be giving all the way that he purchased through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful thing to think. The second thing we see here is in verse 5. And from all the way on our journey, in our pilgrimage, from here to eternity, we can be assured in the fact that God cannot fail. He will not fail. He cannot fail. Now, we'll get to this now today, but we won't be able to fully develop it until next time. But when we talk about God not failing, look at verse 5. Mark it down, please. Those of you who are discouraged, this is for you today. Look at it. He's talking about you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation. Now watch this, people. Through faith. If you're here today and you're doubtful, you're timid, you're insecure about your walk with God, you're hurting a little bit, you need to understand something. Do you have faith in God? I didn't ask you how much faith you have in God. Do you have faith in God? In other words, I'll ask you this. If right now you could vote on a ballot for you to succeed or for God to succeed, which one would you vote for? Which box would you check? If you had a box to vote on and check, would you say, I want all of my will done in this life or all of God's will done for my life in this life? Which box would you check? If you would check the box for God, it's because you have faith. This is the faith he's talking about. So don't cast yourself out because you didn't raise your poodle from the dead yesterday in your great prayer of faith. It has nothing to do with it. Are you for Christ? Do you understand and desire his doctrine and his word? You say, yes. Well, then go back up now. You who are kept by the power of God. This word kept is an amazing word. It is a, listen, it means to be personally guarded, personally protected. It means to be surrounded by an external force for safe keeping. Think about that on a human scale. Now think about it regarding God being your protector, your defender. God's word says, listen, everybody, I garrison you personally all around. I set the powers of heaven to defend you in this life from here to eternity. I'm going to get you all the way through. I'm going to make sure you're well kept by me. Notice it's kept by the power of positive thinking. Is that what it says? I'm kept by the power of... Nope. I'm kept by the power of who?
God.
You need to underline that. You need to meditate on that. When you get hit on your heels and you're wondering, oh my goodness, wait, I'm kept by the power of God. You've been garrisoned about. Ephesians 4 verse 30 says that we're not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God because, listen, we were sealed for the day of redemption. And that Greek word for sealed means the seal can't be broken. Can't be broken. You say, Pastor, do you believe in eternal security? Absolutely I do. Eternal security for those who are born again. You have a problem with that? That's what the Bible teaches. So what am I? Are you Calvinistic or Arminian in your view? I'm neither one of those guys. Look, I'm Calvary Chapel. I was saved, schooled, and ordained at Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa. Chuck Smith, the ordination moment of me was hilarious. I'm sitting in Chuck Smith's office. I'm sitting in his chair. He gets up. I didn't know where he was going. He gets up and he just puts his hand on my shoulder and says, Lord, bless what's happening in Chino Hills. Just bless it, God, and you do whatever you want to do out there. And he walked out of his office. So I'm sitting there waiting. I thought he went to the bathroom or something. About 10 minutes later, a secretary comes back and she goes, can I help you? I said, I'm just waiting for Chuck. She goes, he went home. And 2 weeks later, I got my ordination documents from Pastor Chuck. You say, well, that's kind of lackluster. Hey, listen, here's the deal. God moves, God works, he's doing his thing. And the remarkable thing about this is, to be kept by the power of God and then sealed. I am not John Calvin's disciple. I'm not the Arminian disciple. Listen, God built his church and sealed his believers and uses them before Calvin or Arminian was ever born. Listen, you and I hope for years I've been teaching you to go where? To go where? Listen, be no man's disciple. Don't be my disciple. Listen, none of us be any man's disciple. Well, I'm of Calvin. No, listen, why don't you be of God? Yes. Be of God. Read this book. Cover to cover, read this book. Be one man's disciple. Be the man Christ Jesus disciple. Nobody else's disciple. Get your theology from the word of God, okay? Listen, you'll never fail. You'll never be led astray. So I'll get tons of hate mail this week because of the thing I just said. But I'm 100% confident and assured because God's word has spoken to us. He says, you come to me, I'll never turn you away. There's a lot of people who claim to be believers, but they're not born again. They look like they lose their salvation. The only thing is they never had it. No, listen, you're born again, you're going to heaven. You're born again, you run away from God, you're going to get a bloody nose. If you're born again, he's going to go after you. It's going to be a rough road. If you run away from God and you nothing's happening to you, it's because you're not his. Very simple. Book of Romans tells us, by the way, in another note, that his spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You know, he will not fail us. He won't do that. And then the third and final thing we end right here is that we're assured because we know that it is God who brings salvation. And look at verse 5. It says, ready to be revealed. What is ready to be revealed? It says that who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, the salvation is ready to be revealed in the last day. You say, Jack, wait a minute. I thought I was saved. You are saved. Well, then what does this mean? This is the totality of you. Listen, and we're almost done. This is important. It's regarding the salvation of you in totality. See, I don't get you. What do you mean? Listen, your soul and your spirit is born again now. You are saved. If I drop dead right now, I'm going to heaven. You say, well, wait a minute. Your body, but your body, my body's here. I'm gone. If you come to my funeral, that's fine for you. I'm not coming. I won't be here. Oh, look at Jack. He looks so peaceful. I won't be here. It'd be just this stinking skin of mine. Listen, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. This word reveals the fact that it's all going to consummate at the return of Christ when the resurrection takes place. Watch, for the believers who have died or those who are alive at the time of his appearing, the rapture. When the rapture takes place, the dead in Christ will what? Rise. And we will be changed in an instant and join their bodies with their returning soul or spirit to meet them in the air, John 14, verses 1, 2, and 3. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. 1 Corinthians 15, like verse 50 to 53 or 4. Go look it up later. If I drop dead right now and I fall over, I'm gone. Lord, gone. Okay? This salvation is the salvation that takes place when the body's resurrected. Salvation totality. Now, this is amazing because this salvation that's going to happen, God, as believers, the Bible, resurrection has to take place. You know, your body, if it turns to dust, God's going to reconstitute the dust. You know, you never cease to exist molecularly. Your molecules are floating around somewhere. Not yours, but a dead believer's body, he's in heaven, but his body's in the dirt, whatever. Listen, when the resurrection happens, God's going to assemble your parts. It's not hard for him. Yeah, but what if part of me blew away and part of me's in Nebraska, part of me's in Honolulu? What if I get eaten by a shark? You're just in a bunch of molecules, that's all. You're out there. And God's going to assemble your parts. He's going to resurrect you.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
God's going to assemble your parts. He's going to resurrect you. And this is the good news. It's going to happen. And the word in the last time, it means that we're nearing it. It's coming up. The train is about to pull into the station. From here to eternity, we know from Scripture that we're really close to the end. He's given us all kinds of indications from the Word. And here's what's fun. When you and I are resurrected from the dead, if you have a limp, you're not going to have a limp. Now, we don't know much about this, but we know that we're going to be resurrected in glory. All traits of sin or remnants of sin is gone. If somebody's crippled, will they be crippled, resurrected? No, they're going to be absolutely removed in their body from the things that the curse of sin did to humanity. How's that? Is that good news? You say, well, will I be ugly? I don't think you'll be ugly. You've heard the saying, it's ugly as sin. Well, sin will be removed and you'll be beautiful. Isn't that great news for us? It's like, hey, see, don't you want the Lord to come? And I give you a few verses and we'll end with this. This is good stuff. Listen, listen. You want to have this is a test. I'm not joking. This is a test. How do you know right now if you are a true follower of Jesus Christ and that you're going to heaven? Do you possess right now within you a true passion to meet Jesus today. If you don't have that, then just know this, you're only a religious person. You say, I don't believe that. I knew that, so I have some verses for you. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28, look and listen. Hebrews 9, 28. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. You say, didn't he die for everybody? Yes, he did, but only the many get to benefit from his death. The many are those who trust him. He died for everybody. He died for Stephen Hawking. He died for Adolf Hitler, but they're not benefiting. Do you have faith in Christ? To those who eagerly wait for him, says the Bible. You see the qualifier? Do you eagerly wait for him? He will appear a second time to those who are eagerly waiting for him. And I love this. Apart from sin, what does that mean? This is great. It means that when he comes back for those who are eagerly waiting for him, sin, the issue of sin, the topic of sin, the concept of sin, it's not even on the table. It's gone. You want to know why it's gone? Because those, the Holy Spirit who dwells within those are the ones who identify that they died at the cross with Jesus 21 centuries ago. Your life is dead in Christ, hidden in him, right? And you live now in newness of life, says the Bible. When he comes back for you, it's not, there's no topic of sin coming up. Woo! Right? Watch this. For salvation. He's coming to pick you up, you who long and eagerly anticipate his return, to pick you up to the consummation of your total salvation. Your mind belongs to him. Your spirit that lives forever belongs to him. But your body in that moment will be transformed. Next verse. 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now we are the children of God. Notice the confidence in John's statement. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, that is, be like. What are we going to be like up there? But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Final passage, and then we end. Titus 2:11-13. For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. And we are instructed to turn from godlessness or godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom and righteousness. That's doing the right thing. And devotion to God. Verse 13. Looking for. The word means anticipating. The blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior. What's his name? Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That marks the believer. Oh, Lord, come today. Now, do we make plans? Of course we make plans. Do you plan on education and buying a home or doing this and saving? And of course you do. Occupy till he comes, says the Bible. But look, we're smart. And as we prepare for a life that could go on for 5 years or 50 years. We prepare, but we're preparing mostly forever. How's that? We've given our hearts to Christ. We're following God in this world. We're always keeping our eyes just above the horizon, just above the horizon. Church, let's stand. Did you see the sunset last night? First of all, did you see the day yesterday? During the day yesterday of off and on, intermittent rain, sunlight, the sun with the wind was blowing so the clouds would come by. And in one moment, the sun would be on you and then it would be cloudy or dark and then a little bit of a drop and then it's just gorgeous day. And you look around and yesterday, I think I got a picture of it. There was a moment where the sun was bursting through in between some clouds and you could see the beams of light coming to earth. And I first thought in my mind was, I wish I could walk on those beams. I wish I could go over there and you know, and walk on it. Just walk up there. Just want to walk through that. And then the next thought was, Lord, this would be a great moment. I'm just saying, God, if I was planning the whole thing, I'd do it now. You see, when we say, oh, Lord, come today, when your friends tell you, oh, Lord, come today, they're not weirdos. They love the the truth that their sins have been washed away in the blood of Jesus. They're humbled by that because they know who they are. I know who I am. But he's washed away my sins. And the work that he started in doing that, he's going to finish because he never leaves the job. And someday, because Jesus is resurrected from the dead, he's going to call me home. The train's going to pull into the station and I'm going to step off. And the Bible tells us, we know from the book of Acts, that Jesus will stand and greet, just like he did Stephen. He's going to greet you. He's going to greet me. And then, according to Zephaniah, God is going to get so delighted over the fact, Jack, all right, I've been waiting. Welcome home. Oh, it's going to be awesome. Father, we can't wait. I mean, we will wait, but we can't. We will, but we can't. We'll live for you, Lord, if we all die of old age. And your Holy Spirit will see to that. I'm not making some pledge to you. I can't keep that pledge. I have no strength in doing that. But I know your Spirit will take me all the way through to the end. Lord, if you come back today, it's a great day for you to come back. I know that's going to happen too by the same power, by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So Lord, we love you today. We thank you. Father, may we go out right now. We're all going to go to different places, different cities, wherever we go right now, Father, because of what you've invested in us this morning. May we be a little bit more bold today in our confidence, because our confidence is in the living God. We pray in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called From Here to Eternity, Part 1. Thanks for being with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Anchored, a study in 1 Peter. It's a series that takes us through the life and times of the Apostle Peter, whose love for Jesus Christ really carried him through some great persecution, and whose compassion for others still inspires us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Are you searching for answers these days in a world where truth is hard to find? Well, my friend, as you heard in our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to learn more about what that means to you personally, just go to our website, jackhibbs.com, and then click on that tab there that's labeled Know God. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
Hey, everybody, I just kind of want to let you in behind the scenes a little bit, while at the same time really calling upon all of you throughout the world that listen to this program. Behind the scenes means this, that the church I have the honor of pastoring here in Southern California, every single week, every single service, there are visitors from other parts of the world that have come to just sit with us and to go through the Word of God together. It's so sweet, and it's such a special time. And the reason why we're coming together in one geographical location on that any given Sunday or Wednesday night is the fact that it's the Word of God. They have come to enjoy a service in person. Well, for most of us, you and I cannot do that. But you know what? The wonderful producers here on this program had this great idea. How about you and I adopting a topic and praying about that topic each month? So for example, starting this month, I want to invite you to pray with me that God's truth would prevail. How's that? That God's truth would prevail in elections, in our health challenges, that God's truth would prevail in our marriage, with our children, our grandchildren. Let's pray this month for God's truth to be not compromised, but exalted, not dissed or pushed away, but obeyed. Let's pray for God's truth. Let's start now, all this month, together. So let's do that. Let's pray for God's truth to prevail. Father, we come before you now and we ask you, Lord, to take absolute sovereign control over our lives and all that we come in contact with in this world that you've placed us in. So, Father, we pray that truth would never be sacrificed on the altar of unity or of temptation or compromise or anything, but your truth would prevail in all things regarding our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, Jack Hibbs truly believes that we are living in some of the most exciting days in history. which brings some great opportunities to share with the world a powerful, no-nonsense presentation of the gospel to this generation who, by the way, are really searching for answers and for truth. Will you stand with us in sharing this message in real and practical ways? We ask that you commit to support Real Life and the teachings of Jack Hibbs with a gift of your choosing. Simply go to jackhibbs.com. There you'll find instructions on how to give a one-time gift or a recurring gift. If you'd prefer to call, here's that phone number, 877-777-2346. One more time, 877-777-2346. Your gift will be faithfully put to work because it's our desire that through Jesus Christ, you will know real life. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.